this week, we're celebrating 40 years of the Fox.
And now back on 101.9 The Fox, Barry Bissell.
Very privileged to be helping celebrate 40 years of the Fox, and what a hell of a ride it's been. Happy birthday for a start, even though I was only been there from 39 years ago. I was there pretty much for the first 20 years and had some wonderful experiences, great memories.
The new Fox Jeep Black Thunders.
Beno and Mikey have headed to Altona North this hour with your chance to score icy cold Coca-Cola.
More of today's best music coming up in the next hour. The three hottest records in Melbourne, the top three, thanks to Frankston Town Centre, the place to shop here on the new Fox.
Nunawading originally, but when we moved to St Kilda Road, Fox had a great rooftop overlooking St Kilda Road and Albert Park. We had some great international people do the rooftop concerts, some great local bands, and one of my very favourite memories was Alanis Morissette. She was tricky, but I remember the first time I heard You Oughta Know, and I thought, God, there's one really angry woman. And she turned out to be a real sweetheart.
You Oughta Know was a little bit more painful for me, because it was on the heels of a breakup, so that was more of a piercing, painful song to me.
And she goes one of the great songs ever, You Oughta Know. And here it is live as we celebrate 40 years of 101.9 The Fox with me, Barry Bissell. Hey, this is Barry Bissell having a wonderful time helping to celebrate 40 years of the Mighty Fox. Kylie Minogue, fabulous girl, and I knew her a long, long, long time ago, way back when she was working on Neighbours, and Fox FM was out of Channel 10, Nunawading, and there was a canteen in the middle of the building, and Kylie would be there, Jason would be there, the whole Neighbours crew. So I'd gotten to know Kylie reasonably well. I did say something terrible about her on air, and I had to apologise, but that was a long time ago. I made the mistake of saying she's not really a singer, but great records. And her manager called me and he said, well, you've got to go and apologise to her, which I did, and we became quite good friends.
So, Kylie, last time we saw you performing was your first hometown concert in Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne, of course, will be another exciting show because I actually get much more nervous at home because I know it's not so much a sea of faces. I know that there's individuals there, people that I know. But yeah, the show's, I think, definitely improved in the year. And last time I toured, as you say, Australia was the first place I toured, and then I went around Europe and some Asian countries. So it's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah, I figured it would be, but I think the last one surprised everybody because it really was, you know, it was this is it. I'm standing up and doing it, and quietening the critics, and you really did it, and I think it really surprised a lot of people. People thought it was going to be good, but walked away thinking, Jesus, bloody good, real good.
it was my small moment of glory.
Absolutely,
but I know that a lot of people went last time out of interest because they just didn't know what to expect, and you know, if it was terrible, they would have had fun going away saying it was terrible. But I mean, it wasn't, so they surprised themselves.
It was in the time between the last tour and this one, the videos have changed a bit. It's a bit raunchier, and the last one was edging on being a bit dirty.
What do I have to do?
Yeah. It's sort of getting that way. So it's the show going. I mean, the show was pretty sexy.
Well,
first
let's
time
say, yeah, I think the first show, you know, the fathers were like, oh, God, you know, drag the daughters along. And they ended up quite, you know, standing up at the end going, cool, you know. And so let's just say that the show's amended because my audience has changed. So, yes, it's changed to suit the audience, which is older.
You won't make me blush then.
Well, there may be a few people blushing, but no, I don't think it's going to, you know, cause too much of a stir, but it's a good stir.
Great.
Yeah.
look forward to it.
And then I seen her all over the world. I saw her in London at a very small gig. Got to say, I've never been so proud to be in Australia. I got heaps of great memories like that, including the time that I hung out with Michael Jackson in Japan. I was on air doing drive, mornings, afternoons. I was just a general do-everything guy. And also as part of that, I got some great free gigs. I got to go and see all sorts of people in all sorts of places to help promote them. And one of the gigs was to go and see a Michael Jackson show in Japan, because it was the height of the time when he was considered a Fruit Loop and he got really bad press. Like, they put him to sleep at night in his oxygen tent and all that terrible, crazy stuff. And we went to Japan to see him, and there was a meet and greet backstage after the first show in Osaka, keeping to myself because Michael was being hounded by Japanese press. They were surrounding him, waiting for him to do something weird, and I felt really uncomfortable. Went across to watch the replay of the video, and all of a sudden this little voice says to me, "It's Barry, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, and it's Michael." And he said, "Do they have water slides in Australia, Barry?" And that was the start of this conversation. When he stood beside me to have a photograph taken, which was taken by a Melbourne Sun pictorial photographer who only sent it to me quite recently. I'd never seen it before. And I remember him standing beside me and he was quivering like a mouse. Mm. And he said, "I hate this part when they've got the cameras in focus on it."
In Japan, I always notice the technology and the children, I think, are so sweet. The little round faces of the babies, I love them.
But then that tiny little scared mouse was like this lion on stage again the next night. Like, two completely different people. At the meet and greet, he had his video director, the guy, and it was The Way You Make Me Feel with the splash puddles and stepping in the puddle. And they turned off the lights and played the clip. And it was 13 minutes long, as I said, but it had an editing code running underneath it. And clearly there were, you know, it was unfinished, but he just wanted to show Michael and proof it. And when the lights came on, he said, "What did you think, Mikey?" And he said, "We need two frames cut out at this point, da-da-da. We need a reverse image of something at da-da-da." And he listed off these 6 points.
Had he been jotting notes?
No, yeah. Out of his brain. Not out of his mind. Totally, it had just stored there. It was like he had a computer in his head. And that was the point I realised that he wasn't just getting up there and performing and doing it. Every part of it from way down there came from him.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Fox Rooftop. We have about... We have a couple of hundred hardcore fans assembled on the Fox Rooftop under a marquee. And it's such a beautiful evening. Sheryl Crow is such a wonderful woman. We've decided to go live to air for the next 40 or 45 minutes. So would you please welcome to play some songs from her sensational new album, The Globe Sessions, and some of the great hits she's had over the past 5 years from two albums so far and one more to go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome live to the Fox Rooftop, Sheryl Crow.
Thank you. Don't you think that Barry looks too nice to be on radio? He dresses so great, he should be on TV. How are you? All right! Don't tell him that, though.
40 years of the Fox, which in itself is amazing. I was around in 1981. I went to Fox FM, 101.9 The Fox, back then, and had one hell of a ride. And a lot of fantastic listeners, some of whom I still keep in touch with via Facebook.
101.9, The New Fox, with Barry Bissell. More fun at work, today's best music, and more Seinfeld tickets on the way real soon. In the meantime, here's Matt and the Mavises, Cry, from Pink Pills on The New Fox.
It's amazing to think that was so long ago in my life, and people still remember it and are still part of it. Thank you so much. Lots more to come today as we celebrate 40 years of the Mighty Fox. What fun days. Wasn't always about music, doing interviews for the Fox over the years. we used to get to interview some rather famous movie stars. We used to have to go to the Hilton Hotel with a little cassette recorder. I interviewed Hugh Grant, who was here to promote a movie called Mickey Blue Eyes, which is rather a famous movie. And he was here with Elizabeth Hurley in the famous pink dress with the safety pins. And I remember being at the Jam Factory, and all the press were around the upper balcony area, mezzanine, looking down as Hugh and Elizabeth came up the staircase. And the view from the top, I've got to say, was quite amazing in that pink dress. It was quite a lot on display.
I wouldn't say it was easy. It's kind of pretty hard, but it's something we're working at and we'll continue to do, I think. Yeah. Julia had a script which bears very little resemblance to the movie that everyone's going to see tonight. We kind of changed everything in it, and we did it together, and then Hugh actually did the final rewrite himself.
Anyway, Hugh Grant, clearly bored to tears. They come here and they'd mostly just do Hey Hey It's Saturday and Fox interviews, but sometimes if they brought them out just to promote a movie, they had to do lots of other things as well. And they got bored, understandably. And I realised that about 15 minutes into my allotted time with Hugh Grant, and I said to him, you don't really want to be here doing this, do you? And he said, no.
I think the reason they want to work with me is because I think they want to work with someone tough for once. And I think they, you know, see me as someone who's a bit more macho and hard than they are.
Barry Bissell here, very privileged to be helping Fox celebrate 40 years. A lot of great memories have come back to me doing this today. And I hope the same for you. Thanks so much.
Oh. 40 Years of the Fox, the podcast.
I'm still here, still bringing it to you.
1019. Come on, move it, you boys.
Oh, Jesus. What happened then? That mic lead's really seriously dodgy. Fuck.